75, Joseph and Donna Kirby. Seek variances from the front yard setback and maximum height requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Balger Avenue and Savage Farm Court within the Fox Haven 2 subdivision. The 911 address is 37002 Balger Avenue in Frankfurt. The zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 667. We have 7 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return on that one. And the applicant is seeking a 7.5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for an existing shed and a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence in the corner front yard setback.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi.
Mr. Sharp, will swear you both in.
Please state your name.
Joe Kirby, 37002 Balger Avenue, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Thank you.
19945.
Oh my gosh, I don't have the
address. Please state your name and address for record.
Donna Kirby.
I don't know the address.
37002 Balger Avenue, Frankfurt, Delaware.
19945.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
Well, first of all, I'd like to just state that we're rule followers. We don't deliberately do something wrong. And we've met with your staff, the permit staff, several times. They're really good people. The big contention tonight is the word corner setback. We had never heard of it, didn't know about it. We really did due diligence with our home association to get a variance from 10 foot to 7 foot because on one side of our lot is an easement that we can't do anything with. So we thought our biggest challenge was our HOA, which said no problem. We looked just like the rest of the homes that have done this kind of thing. We've now since learned that one of them, there was a clerical error, and that's why theirs is only 10 foot. They were fined 10 foot off. Another one was because he had a little bit of open space on the side of his lot, so it didn't pertain to him. Neither one of them realized that was in play. They just thought it was a 10 foot thing for the HOA, as I did. So what we're hoping to get an exception for tonight is the corner setback. We were not anticipating that. I was in shock when the inspector called me and said, you failed a one. And I just thought the Sussex County thing was going to be the easiest thing. 5 foot, I've already got that by 2 feet. I'm golden. We've had, and I think I stated here a couple times, we weren't looking to have a shed delivered. We were trying to get a contractor to do it, but nobody would touch this job. They said it was too small and they were too busy. It was very busy time for them when we were doing this. The fence, we had a contractor do that. Weren't aware that that wasn't taken 100% when we had the contractor do it 2 years ago. So when the shed permit failed, they noticed that we had a fence and didn't have a permit for it. And we're like, we just thought all that was taken care of. We weren't looking to build anything, or we just wanted to have, we used all local thing. We purposely, because we're from Maryland, we said we're going to be looking as Delaware as our home. We want to use the local people, and we did for everything we've done. Mm-hmm. And we're in this predicament now where, I mean, and even a contractor I've dealt with, nobody mentioned anything about the corner setback. The guy that put this pad in for me, which was a fiasco in itself because I wasn't playing that. And then they came to put the shed and they said it would lean too much. I need to get a pad. They took it back to the place up there on Route 20 and had their guy come and build me a pad. Then they re-delivered it. I couldn't even get somebody to take the fence post out. I had to borrow my brother's big black thing and just sit out there in the middle of summer and chop it until I got the cement to break loose to lift the post out so they could put it through the yard. We had no desire to have it delivered. We wanted to have it built. And that probably would have flushed this out. And as I said in my document here, if we knew it was this, I would have just said, wait until we get the addition when we retire. in the next 18 months, and we'll just have a part of the addition be a storage area. And that's what I would have done if I'd known this was going to be in violation.
Also, the application for the, or what is this called? Do you know?
The permit.
The permit document. When my husband came up and got the permit document, you know, the woman kind of handed it to him and said, you know, here's your permit document, you know, read it, make sure it's okay, and then sign on the back. She didn't explain what anything meant. And it shows here, he had in mind that it was a 5-foot side variance allotment, 5-foot back allotment, and he knew that our homeowners association had said the same thing. So when he looked at it, he thought, okay, we're in line. You know, we're right where we should be, 5 and 5. We're good to go. The corner setback says 15. It just says 15. And we've found out since, and we've also pulled up a couple permits that were online for other homes in our area, and they mention straights on that spot that says corner setback. When we looked at that spot, we thought that it meant from the front corner, because our house sits on the corner, and we thought from the front corner you need to be a minimum of 15 feet away. We thought, oh, you know, we're like 40 feet away, so we thought we were way in clear of that. And there was nothing else to explain. The person didn't explain it to us, which is not her fault, but, you know, there's nothing on here that describes it, what the corner setback is, and that seems to be not really a corner setback where the corner meets. It's actually the whole street has that setback. So I'm sure you guys know this, but we didn't know this. But that whole street, the whole side of our house that's on that street, which we understand that that street is supposed to be mentioned here, and it's not. That's where the 15-foot setback is, and we don't. So we're thinking we're within the boundaries of where we're supposed to be, and then we go and have the shed put in within the 7.5-foot area or 8-foot area, and that's how we ended up not falling in compliance. So that's where we're looking to have that area, variance. I mean, that difference, the variance done.
Mm-hmm. We also have two more neighbors who weren't home when we went around originally who signed.
Yeah, I have two more permits that were signed to agree that I can give you. And then the other thing is that, I gotta speak really quick or I forget. Oh, the neighbor, does it show our house on there? So, if this is our house,
we're lot 115.
This is Balgair. This is the corner that we're on. This is the entrance into the community. This house here, which is the same, you know, kind of street as ours, and our house sits here, their house sits here. They have a shed that sits the same distance as our shed from this property line. You guys are they're telling us that we have to be 15.
Well, theirs is because it was a clerical error.
Yeah.
And they got
it in the street. So we're kind of in line with, you know, there's something else in the community. That was another reason why we kind of didn't grab onto and that it would be any difference. But they're the same distance. And when we looked into why, the reason was because there was a clerical error and
Mike's going to always catch it that far away.
And it was approved that way.
And again, we provided a lot of extra pictures. I don't know if you had a chance to see them and how it does blend in with the house. It kind of, I think, looks good for the house.
Understand.
So this picture here that you guys all have shows, this is the lot that I was just explaining, but it shows how far our shed is from the street. And if you were to turn around and look down the street, their house,
there's
their
probably
shed
a picture
is
for
approximately
that too.
The same distance.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see it. You can see it in another picture.
Right.
You can see in this picture, you can see our shed, and then right past it is the other shed. So one of the questions were, do you fall in compliance with other things going on in the neighborhood?
But our biggest challenge is, even if we spend the money to move it,
we can't move it to where it should be on the other side because it's all easement.
Yeah, and if we move it in the center, then it takes away from our options to build an addition or to have a patio. The other thing is, because we're on the corner, you know, a lot of traffic goes by the sides of our home. The backyard is exposed to a lot of traffic that goes by, so the privacy issue.
Mostly walking.
The shed where it is kind of helps out with us building like a little oasis back there, which is, you know, that's my thing. But, you know, our plan is to have the shed and then to have a patio and then to have an addition and then to have a deck. And the reason we want to go in that way is because there's a beautiful pond.
He's talking to you.
Oh.
So one of the things the board has to consider is if you can bring your property into compliance, that you do so. Now, if you have future development options that you want to do on the property, that's up to you. But
sure.
The fact that if you're saying I can move my shed into compliance with the code, but I don't want to because I plan on building an addition, that's different than having a unique physical characteristic on the property. So there's case law that's very specific on this point.
Is that the only criteria you guys are going to use to judge our decision?
And you've got to meet them all. And the first one is that there is some unique physical condition related to the property.
Well, we have.
Okay. That unique physical condition has created an exceptional practical difficulty.
Difficulty is the key word there.
And it's not been created by you. And that the variance is needed for the reasonable use of the property, and that you cannot otherwise develop it in strict conformity with the property, and that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that's the minimum variance to afford relief. Now, Sussex County has a stricter standard than other counties. You have to meet all five of those. So if you fail one, you fail in all of them. So that's one of the things, and this is why I apologize for cutting you off, but there is case law that basically it says you have a building envelope, you can do with it what you want, but if you're just saying, I want to be able to do this, or in the future I want to be able to do this, that's different than if you have a unique kind of condition with your property. So I do recall you were testifying, one of you were testifying about a drainage easement on the property.
Right, the other side.
And I think you had mentioned, I think it may have been you, Mrs. Kirby, that indicated you couldn't build on that side because of that easement. So
you can't.
Okay. Could you elaborate more on that? Because that may be something the board wishes to consider on that.
Right. We were told that, well, there's 18 feet on the other side of our house, so we could definitely meet the 15 foot, I guess, in that regard. But we're not allowed to build there because that's a drainage to the pond that goes through. Mm-hmm. And I think I've heard others where you've asked if we built the house or not. We're the first owners, but we didn't pick out the house. We got it as a quick delivery. Somebody's financing fell through in 20, and we just happened to be in the neighborhood, saw it, fell in love with it, and they made us a great deal on it. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of say in how the thing would be set.
Looking at the kind of the survey that we've got, it looks like maybe you and your neighbor to the south both have that drainage easement. Are there many other properties that have, or do all the properties have that easement? Or is
no.
it something
the man
kind
across
of,
the street has a little one to the pond behind him,
okay.
which is why I think he put his on the same side that ours is on.
So this isn't something that, you know, the entire neighborhood's got these drainage easements?
No.
No. It's strictly, pretty much, I think, my neighbor across the street and I, and then his neighbor and my neighbor, it goes right through our two properties.
Yeah, I think you had a drawing here that had like that kind of, it looked like there was the drainage easement between you and lot 116 and then 147 and 146 across the street to another pond.
Yes, to like a creek.
Okay.
It goes into a creek.
Okay, and then maybe there's another one a little further down the road.
There is one down the street.
All right, but not like every property's got.
No, one. Not a large, no, yeah, not at all.
All right. So you leave roughly 3 feet.
I have a little map here if you want to see the easements.
That's fine. If you want to submit something, you can send it over to
Ms. Norwood.
Well, you already have it.
Okay.
Should I give it to her or no?
Is it the one you're talking about?
It's this one here. And that one, I mean, it's the one that says view to pond, but it actually shows these dotted lines are the easements.
Yeah, that's.
So we're one.
He's got that.
Oh, yeah, that shows the easements.
So how many feet do you lose because of the easement? 3 feet?
No.
We only have 3 feet there. It's all rest is easement.
Yeah, so it's.
That's why we put our fence right at the end of our house. We didn't even try to go across where we normally would because it was all easement over there.
Looking at this, it would appear that there's only two properties, you and the neighbor across the street, at least on what we've got in front of us, that would be both corner properties and have that drainage easement on the side, on the opposite side.
The only other one, yeah, as far as that have an easement on it. That's correct.
Is your shed currently on cement pad?
No, they did a what's called a crush and run.
Stone.
Because it was such a last minute thing that was cheaper. I couldn't afford to concrete one because, like I said, they came out, they started, and the guys told the owner, you can't do this. You need, it's too much of a.
Originally, we were going to put the
blocks.
Blocks. And we were going to, you know, just decorate.
So that was their solution was, this is just as good or better than a cement pad. It's a little cheaper, and we can get it done next week for you. Okay.
Is there a utility to the shed?
No.
Standard shed.
Pardon me?
Standard shed.
Standard shed.
Yeah.
Little body Amish, and I got it from the guy right there on 20, Ed Simmons. It's Timmons.
Thank you.
You're also seeking a variance for fence height, correct?
Yes, because we weren't aware that our contractor didn't do that. So we had no clue that we were out of compliance until the girl called me up and said, I see that you have a fence here. She goes, yeah. She goes, there's no permit. I went, I don't know. I never looked into this stuff before. And she goes, I'm just going to put it on here as well. And
okay.
I don't know if I said it earlier, but your permit.
So whoever you hired to do the fence did not get a permit?
That's what it appears, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a local.
You're running afoul of this corner front yard setback over here on the side. If it was a five foot setback, like your rear and your other side, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly. That's what we thought.
And it is with our community.
Yeah, so
I mean, not that.
Our HOA is 10 foot, and they gave me a variance for that. They had no idea what a corner setback meant either. So a lot of people now know in Fox Haven.
Mr. Sharp?
Melchka.
The edge of paving from your property line to your to the corner front of your property to the edge of paving, how far is that? Because I see there's a multimodal path or sidewalk there between the street and your property line.
I think there's 50 feet from the sidewalk to our house, not the garage. There's only 33 to the garage. Is that what you're talking
about? So the shed, how far is the shed from the bed of the road?
From the bed of the road, it's probably 17 feet right to our property line, and then another foot of you guys, 3 foot sidewalk and 3 foot grass plot. So 3, 6, 7, so that's 24 feet.
From the shed to the edge of paving?
To the street
yeah.
I was going to, yeah.
Okay, so it's much.
No, I'm sorry, the shed, from the house it is.
Yeah.
The shed is.
Because you're proposing it to be 7.5 feet
right.
From your property line.
Right.
And now you're telling me there's about 3 feet, then there's the sidewalk, and there's another 3 feet.
Well, we don't own the sidewalk.
I understand. What I'm trying to say is how far you are from. This isn't a street that abuts right to your property. There's a sidewalk
right.
And grass
there's
between.
There's a grass sidewalk, and then on this side of the sidewalk, the county also owns a foot of that grass.
I don't think the county owns it, but maybe your HOA does.
Or something
yeah.
Does. And so we had purposely said to the guy, put our fence 6 inches in so there's no contesting of anything that we don't offset anybody.
Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make is there is a gap between where the road is and your property line. And that gap is 6, 7 feet,
six,
you think?
7 feet, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sorry, I wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
I think it's more. I'm not positive, but from sidewalk to sidewalk, it's saying that, I mean, from property line to property line with the street in the middle, it's saying that it's 50 feet, and it's saying that the 20, that street itself is 24, so that would be 12. So it would be 20, so it would be 26 feet to divide by two.
You have a 50-foot wide easement. Now, the question would be, where is the road? It could be all on one side or not.
Right.
Oh, it...
I mean, yeah, so basically, we have that 3-foot grass, 3-foot cement sidewalk, and then 1 foot. So you're right, 7 foot before you get to our property line.
You'd say minimum of 7 feet.
I would think so.
It would be minimum.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. I mean, unless you have any other questions for us.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12775 for Joseph and Donna Kirby? Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12775 for Mr. Joseph and Donna Kirby and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12775 for Mr. Joseph and Donna Kirby. The property has unique physical conditions due to it being a corner lot and the 18-foot drainage easement. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exception on practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Parson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.